All right, next up we have Jealous Brother doing Lemon Tangerine, hashtag Free Britney. She wasn't perfect, but she was an artist just the same. He was nobody, he kept the fortune from her fame. Bright yellow backgrounds, the truth unsaid in between. The lines on her face, a 30 million blue lit screens. Her dress was yellow, she was on. Okay, this is nice, but isn't it a bit of a ripoff of Good Morning Starshine from Hair? Like, it's good, it has a good groove, and of course, it escapes the Good Morning Starshine comparison when it doesn't go into the bonkers chorus of that song. But yeah, I like this song anyway. You know, it clearly diverges from Good Morning Starshine in several places. The guitar sounds fabulous, and I really like the vocal performance. You know, it's nice, it's catchy, it's a head-bobbing song in a playlist that thus far has had not all that many kind of head-bobbing songs. So this was nice to hear, and I liked it a lot.
I appreciate that take. I guess I hadn't thought to put it in exactly those terms. Like, they're in a round of a lot of vibey, low-key songs. Just the fact that the next song comes on, it's snappy, there's bright images in it. I'm on board for that. I did not. Some of these songs, you know, you always listen to a completely new song and like some little melodies like scratch some corner of your brain. Like, wait, have I maybe heard that a little bit too closely in some other song previously? I didn't place Good Morning Starshine until just now. But yeah, Jealous Brother, your first line of your verse melody is that one made it into your brains, whether intentionally or not, from an existing source, I think.
Yeah, it was particularly hard to come up with it, too. I had to, like, go to the piano and try and figure out, now, what do I know this song from? Because
good job.
Because it's like all of the lyrics that came to my head were shoo-bee-dop-a-doo-bop, boo-bee-dop-a-doo-bop-da-da-da.
Oh, yeah.
Chorus, yeah. And doesn't really fit, but it's kind of like, so what the heck is it? And so I had to backtrack. But anyhow, yeah, sorry.
And I don't expect that Jealous Brother, by any means, were, like, purposely trying to sneak some plagiarism here. Like, this totally happens. You get these melodies bouncing in your head and it came from somewhere.
Chumpy is infamous for hiding when he knows that I've accidentally stolen something from somewhere else. You know, later on somebody mentions, you know, this pre-chorus sounds exactly like this other thing from a, you know, some really obscure band called the Beatles.
Don't tell Ryan, he'll take it out.
Yeah. Exactly. That's part of my trauma.
You know, I didn't know what it was either. I just knew I had heard it before. I thought it was from that Tom Hanks movie where there's a band called The Wonders. I thought it was from that. And I went and listened to that to see if, but it wasn't exactly that. But it had some of the same elements, you know, great jangle pop, classic sounding backing vocals and harmonies. I really love the tasteful country guitar licks, and I thought they really nailed that particular style, but I was trying to figure out what the style they nailed was. And so, yeah, it is Good Morning Starshine. I can hear it now that Ryan found it.
So disqualified. Next.
Did you guys know what the yellow dress is about and why Britney wore a yellow dress?
Well, yeah, I mean, that was the most compelling part to me. And it took us a long while to get there. And I think the song kind of acknowledges that there's this hyper fan community around Britney trying to interpret like what messages she's providing to the world and her emojis on Instagram or what color dress that she chooses to wear. But I think there was like a nugget of that story that needed to be the focus. And I didn't like actually take the time to Google this, but part of me wondered, like, is the actual phrase lemon tangerine anything in the Britney verse?
I don't
and
think
if
so.
Not okay. And if not, and it was just kind of like creative words to say a yellow dress, then
and it rhymes with submarine, I think is
well. That
point.
Was a problematic thing. Yeah, if you're gonna stick with tangerine, it's hard to rhyme. Submarine rhymes. And I'm a fan for like when the melody kind of maps onto what the words actually mean. But the end of the chorus with that word submarine, where the chorus just like ends on this kind of downward plop instead of like something that matches the starshiny vibe. That was the one where, okay, the lyric choice is so clunky. It's obviously just straight out of the rhyming dictionary. And I didn't know why that last melody line didn't take us somewhere more happy.
I assumed it was like some connection with Yellow Submarine from the Beatles or something, but apparently a fan posted like on one of her Instagram or TikTok posts, like, wear yellow if you need help. And her very next like TikTok posting, she was wearing some yellow top or something. I certainly enjoyed the song, and I liked it because it was an uplift from some of the more morose and sort of serious songs.